From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is on his way back to Washington after picking up his Nobel Peace Prize. The president is scheduled to land back in Washington early this afternoon. A host of pressing domestic issues will greet him, including persistent high unemployment and a final push in the Senate on health care. The Senate is entering its 12th straight day of debate on the health care overhaul, and now it appears senators will be spending a second consecutive weekend in session. It was a Democratic leadership that insisted on working all last weekend, but this time it's Republicans who say they want to keep working. Here's more from NPR's David Wellna.
Senate Democrats have struck a deal they think can get enough votes to pass their health care bill, but they won't be able to disclose its terms until the Congressional Budget Office finishes estimating its price tag, possibly early next week. In the meantime, they want a quick vote on an overdue spending bill package. Republicans, though, say they're not agreeing to anything that would speed things up. Here's Arizona's John McCain.
We'll stay in for as long as it takes to get this issue resolved, and we are prepared to vote throughout the entire weekend.
Montana Democrat Max Baucus called the Republican stance surreal.
I'm very impressed how the minority can maintain both if they want to move more quickly and not move at all.
Democrats hope to pass their health care bill by Christmas. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
In the northern Iraqi city of Kirkuk, Defense Secretary Robert Gates held a town hall-style meeting with U.S. soldiers today. He arrived in Iraq yesterday after a visit to Afghanistan. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Baghdad.
At a U.S. airbase on the edge of Kirkuk, Gates answered questions about operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. He reassured the troops that American plans to withdraw from Iraq have not been affected by delays in the country's elections, now scheduled for next March. Gates met Thursday with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and Iraqi President Jalal Talabani, and the secretary said he believed that Iraq's political leadership is committed to a united Iraq. The country is still reeling from a massive attack on December 8th when 5 car bombs killed over 100 people across Baghdad. Al-Qaeda in Iraq has claimed responsibility for the attacks. Gates also answered a question about neighboring Iran. He predicted that tougher international sanctions are in the cards if Iran continues with its current nuclear program. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
Police in Pakistan say the 5 Americans they have in custody tried to contact militant groups via YouTube and other websites. They say the young Muslim men from the Washington, D.C. area wanted to battle U.S. troops in Afghanistan and die as martyrs. They have yet to be charged with any crime. The Associated Press is quoting a regional police chief as saying they will most likely be deported. And from Washington, this is NPR News. North Korea is indicating that it is ready to end its year-long boycott of nuclear negotiations. It said today that there are only narrow remaining differences in resuming the talks over its disputed program. The statement is North Korea's first reaction to 3 days of talks in Pyongyang with U.S. Special Envoy Stephen Bosworth. Bosworth is now in Beijing to brief Chinese officials. The State Department is urging North Korea to make a firm commitment to returning to the negotiating table. China's industrial output last month grew at its fastest pace in more than 2 years, suggesting a recovery from the global recession, another sign that consumer prices in China rose after 9 months of declines. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Official statistics released today showed industrial production in November rose by 19.2% over last year, beating most economists' predictions. Imports also reversed 12 months of declines, shooting up 26.7% last month, and consumer demand appeared healthy, with retail sales up nearly 16%. The consumer price index rose 0.6% year-on-year, partly because the government has been raising oil, water, and electricity prices, which it had kept artificially low. Gas prices in China are up 50% so far this year. This week, China's government announced it would continue efforts to boost consumer spending, extending subsidies for consumer appliances and small cars. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The big improvement in Chinese exports is helping to lift global stock markets today. European markets are following Asian stocks higher. Benchmarks in Tokyo and Hong Kong have been leading Asia's gains, snapping a string of losses. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.